mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Gentlemen, already into the third hour as we blast out across the country. We are joined by Ann Coulter. Ann Coulter is a lawyer and author of the New York Times bestseller, High Crimes and Misdemeanors, The Case Against Bill Clinton. Her most recent book is Slander, Liberal Lies About the American Right. She's actually got another book out now, and it is number one on the New York Times bestseller. So she's got a bunch of best-selling books out, and Coulter's got an interesting past. Coulter is a legal correspondent for Human Events, which is a great publication. We've had a lot of their writers on, and writes a popular syndicated column for Universal Press Syndicate. She's a frequent guest. Obviously, you've all seen her on the cable news shows and on just dozens of programs that I've seen her on. And she first clerked for the Honorable Bowman II in the United States Court of Appeals for the Eighth Circuit and was attorney for the Department of Justice Honors Program for outstanding law school graduates. After practicing law and private practice in New York City, Coulter worked for the Senate Judiciary Committee. That's how she could write a book about Clinton, because she was in the middle of it with Hyde, Henry Hyde, the House Judiciary Committee chairman, and where she handled crime and immigration issues for Senator Spencer Abraham of Michigan. And it goes on and on with her bio, folks. She has a degree from Cornell University of Arts and Sciences and received her J.D. from University of Michigan Law School, where she was an editor of the Michigan Law Review. So she knows a lot about the law. I know we're about to break with this segment and come back, but let's go ahead and bring Ann Coulter up. Ann, thanks for coming on the show.
Sure. Hi there.
Tell us a little bit more about yourself, and we're going to break and come back and get into the meat and potatoes of your newest book.
I'm a 5-foot-tall blonde. 6-foot-tall, 5'10".
And you certainly break the stereotype of blondes not being smart. My mom's a blonde. She's real smart.
Yes, this is a rumor invented by liberals.
I think they did invent it out in Hollywood, didn't they?
That's right.
Why'd they do that?
I don't know.
Okay. Tell us about your newest book.
It's about the 50-year history of treachery of the Democratic Party, of the Democratic Party becoming a refuge for traitors, for Soviet spies in the 50s, and on to defeats in Vietnam, losing continents to communism, being completely wrong through 8 years of Reagan, and now back to their old tricks again in the war on terrorism.
And boy, are they back to their old tricks again.
Yes, they are.
You know, I heard you on a syndicated talk show, I think it was Hannity, and you said that, you know, how they're talking about how the Patriot Act destroys liberties, and what do you think about that?
I think it's, in the abstract, it's something to be concerned with, but nothing to be concerned with that I've seen. I mean, the Patriot Act, the main provisions of it simply update existing law to new technology. I suppose you could take the position that you were always against the law enforcement being able to wiretap anyone, and you were just waiting for technology to make it obsolete, but all it did was update it for cell phones and computers. You still have to go to court to get a court order, so I don't really see anything particularly frightening in it.
Well, we'll talk about that when we get back. We'll also talk about what the Democrats are doing with immigration and some of the other things they've been engaged in, and also some of the treason and treachery you talk about in your new book. Some of the documented examples of that, and certainly I know my audience is well educated and informed on the crimes, just of Bill Clinton and Hillary Clinton, much less of Democrats throughout the last 60 years in this country. I don't think anyone who's got any historical understanding would argue with the fact that they've aided communists as well. So we'll talk about that with you, Ann, when we get back. And are you up for taking some calls, too?
Oh, I'd love to.
Okay, folks, toll-free number to join us on air, 1-800-259-9231. Ann Coulter, I don't really need to introduce her. Most of you know who she is. 800-259-9231. We'll be right back with Ann Coulter on the other side of this quick 3-minute break. So stay the course. We'll be right back.
government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Ann Coulter has been the one of the top folks at Michigan Law Review. She has worked in the House Judiciary Committee. She's a best-selling author. You've probably seen her on just dozens and dozens, scores of national cable TV shows, from CNN's Paula Zahn to Hannity and Combs to The O'Reilly Factor. And I know I've heard her on a lot of different conservative talk shows as well. And she's here to talk about some of her best-selling books. The new one gets into treason and treachery of the liberals. And we're going to talk about the lies about McCarthy, which I agree with her on. We're going to talk about Alger Hiss and communist spies, how the Democrats have always protected them. We'll get into Ronald Reagan, the Vietnam War, and the war on terror. But, Ann Coulter, I'm going to be honest with you right up front here on the air. I consider myself a real conservative, a Ron Paul type conservative slash libertarian. And would you consider yourself a neocon, a neoconservative?
No, I'm a conservative.
Okay, because a lot of the White House calls themselves neocons, and, you know, that's their own word. And, you know, Bush says he'll re-sign the assault weapons ban and add some nice little tidbits to it. Bush has voted with Hillary and others for open borders. Hillary voted with Bush for the war, so I don't know if it's just a Republican-Democrat issue. I mean, how do you respond to that, that Bush, I mean, we see the biggest growth in the federal government ever, and a lot of different things developing. How do you respond to that? Could conservatives do more to shine the spotlight on the dirt in our own house?
I think it's up to conservatives to fight these issues by persuading their fellow countrymen that we don't want big socialism supported by Teddy Kennedy and Hillary, and not just sit back and say, oh, Bush should be stopping all of this. Bush is the president, as president, and a Republican. He has the whole mainstream media against him. I think Ronald Reagan did this as well. The president can really only focus, it seems to me, on about three issues. And I think the issues Bush has chosen are the war on terrorism, taxes, and the judiciary.
Now, wait a minute.
But you can't be, persuade an entire nation to stop voting for benefits for themselves.
Hey, hold on,
Ann. To us, to persuade the soccer moms out there and our congressmen and our senators that we don't want big socialism.
But Ann Coulter, that's kind of a cop-out. I mean, let's be honest here, and then we'll get into your book, but I want to get this out of the way up front. Bush doesn't have to sign the assault weapons ban. 87% of Americans are against it in major polls. 89% in the Gallup poll against the open borders, which he's been pushing for.
What is open borders?
Pardon me?
What do you mean?
Oh, he had Fox up here right before 911 pushing for another blanket 10 million amnesty. He's all part of this push for this Pan-American Union. I mean, look, I don't hear this on conservative talk radio. Bush, the NRA, did put out an alert, though. Bush says he's going to re-sign that assault weapons bill. How can you say that you know, he's got the whole media against him? I don't care if he had the whole media against him. He needs to not sign that assault weapons ban.
Well, I think he also needs to get reelected, and there are a lot of soccer moms who vote out there. And I'm just saying that a conservative president can't take on every issue at once. He does have to look at being reelected. I think he'll probably be reelected without much trouble.
So you think it's okay to sign the assault weapons ban?
I don't think it's okay, but I'm saying instead of sitting back and complaining that Bush isn't doing everything for us, I think we have to understand that there's only so much the president of the United States can do and can move the country on and to persuade the country. He can only hold so many nationally televised speeches, so many State of the Union addresses, and I think it's on the other than the three main issues chosen by a Republican president, it's up to the rest of us to get our senators and our representatives not to vote for such bills, to send them to the president.
Okay, and we're going to move on to what the liberals are doing, because that's where I cut my teeth in talk radio, and you know, this is important, but come on, this is a cop-out. Here to have
Bush.
It's
a cop out just for conservatives to sit back and say Bush isn't giving us everything we want.
Everything we want. It's the Second Amendment. It's the bedrock. Okay, what about Pardongate? The White House press secretary told WorldNet Daily, who your columns run in, told their reporter, the president's not going after Clinton for Pardongate, and he suggests you drop it as well. I don't want to hear neocons on the air bashing Bill Clinton the traitor, which he is. I agree with the title of your book, bashing the traitor, when George Bush is blocking Dan Burton's Pardongate investigation, not releasing the papers on convicted drug dealers and money launderers. What do you say to that, Ann Coulter?
What I've already said, which is I really want Bush to be focused on the war on terrorism, on taxes, and on the judiciary. And if conservatives can raise enough of a ruckus, I don't agree with Bush on a lot of these other things, but I think we have to do more than sit back and say Bush has to be the one to veto the bills. Why are the representatives and senators that we've voted for sending him things?
Well, hey, I agree with that, but again, the executive is as big as the legislative, and he's got that veto power, but he's not just not going to veto it, he says he's going to sign it, Ann.
Right. Right. How about stopping it before it gets to him?
Well, I agree with that. Now,
and I think too many conservatives sit back and think, you know, this is all Bush's fault. Well, go out and persuade some soccer moms. Go out and write an op-ed. Complain to ABC, NBC, CBS. Write to your congressman. Write to your senator. The problem with this is, look, about half the country voted for Al Gore in the last election. We have to change that and can't just sit back and say, we got our guy in, now he's going to be our savior on everything. I wish he were, but he's not going to be.
Okay.
Even Ronald Reagan couldn't be. You've got to focus as president on three big issues, and I wish both Reagan and Bush were more conservative and voted every way and vetoed every bill that I didn't like. But
I mean,
there's a limit to how much a president can do if he's
going
to be reelected.
And, again, we're on this line here. I do want to have some time with you. You've agreed to stay a little bit longer past the half hour, and I really appreciate that. I know you're very busy, but let's discuss this now. I mean, let's be honest here, because you can't just keep saying this.
Okay, then let's get to my book, okay? Because
hold
I think
on.
We both
Ann,
made our point.
Ann, I understand you're doing your big book promotion, but you know, I hear you all over the radio and TV, and I hear you talking about the danger of the liberals and how deadly they are, and I agree with that. But now, you brought up this, you put out your same idea three times when I brought these questions up. Barbara Boxer said, arm all the pilots, it's better than shooting down having the F-16s shoot the planes down. Bush said he didn't want to arm any of the pilots. Now, how do you, and then the conservatives did put pressure on him, and he let it go through. He was stopping that, threatening a veto. Now, what do you say to that?
He didn't veto it.
Because of pressure. So, see, that makes your point for you, but at the same time, if a big name like you, an articulate individual like yourself, who's kind of a mascot, not kind of a mascot, you are for the conservatives, and I think that's, you know, fine. We need, you know, intelligent women out there doing this. Then we need to have you help put some pressure in there as well, and I haven't heard you do it. But you have done a little bit today, and I appreciate that.
Look, I do in my book. I am advising your audience that we need to persuade the American people and our representatives and senators. What, I mean, what's the alternative? Vote for Al Gore? No. I'm just saying this is what Reagan did. This is what Bush did. Is doing. There's only so much a president can do. I've said this many times. I'm sure you can come up with lots of stuff he did that I don't like.
What about Bush?
The Department of Education. I mean, we could spend 6 hours probably going through all of the things Bush has done that we don't like. And I'm going to keep coming back to you and saying, yes, but he's not going to let us down on taxes. He's not going to let us down on the judiciary. He's not going to let us down on the war on terrorism.
Why did he sign on to UNESCO?
There's some limits to how much the president can do. He's not czar of the universe.
And what about UNESCO? I mean,
no, we're not going to keep doing this.
So it's you're not saying this is scripted like the liberals, are you?
No, I'm saying this is the same question over and over again, and I'm going to keep saying the same answer over and over again. Yeah, there are a lot of things. Do you want to hear that answer again? You know, I could take a nap now, and you can keep replaying it. A president can only focus on three issues. His three issues: terrorism, taxes, judiciary. He's focusing on those issues. It's up to us to persuade our fellow Americans, our senators and representatives. A president can only focus on three issues. Our president is focusing on terrorism, taxes, and judiciary.
I agree with that as
the three priorities.
And
it's
culture.
Up to us to focus on the other issues, persuade the soccer moms who have to be won over.
Hey, Ann, you're right. You have replayed that a few times here for us. But okay, we can then get into the book.
What about UNESCO? What about this? I'm sure there are lots of things.
Mm-hmm.
I think we could spend 6 hours doing this.
Yeah, we could. I think somebody needs to, because all I hear is worship of Bush, and we're going to have a real conservative country and get back to what America is if influential people like you and others push
against him.
Well, look, you have replayed that. I understand your answer there. I see where we're going with that. And, okay, I understand what you're saying. Now, I don't think I've heard you get this hot on TV with the liberals. Man, you're getting pretty upset here.
I'm getting pretty bored.
Oh, you're bored. Okay, I thought the Second Amendment stuff was pretty important. Okay, but look, McCarthy, I agree with you on that. Your book, what do you get into with McCarthy and what the liberals have done? I know the Wall Street Journal, even the L.A. Times have admitted, quote, headlines, McCarthy was right, files show McCarthy was right. That's been vindicated, but that message hasn't gotten out there. Your book covers that. Tell us about McCarthy.
The point in telling the truth about McCarthy and everything you think you know about McCarthy to the listeners out there is a massive lie, is that, you know, liberals won't let it go. They've been hysterical about this myth of their own creation, McCarthyism, for 60 years, and they're using it once again in the war on terrorism. The one topic that's off the table for debate in America is liberals' patriotism, is the relative patriotism of the two parties. Democrats feel free to call conservatives, Republicans, dogs, curs, fascists, racists, but oh boy, don't challenge the patriotism of a liberal as they're out burning flags or demanding that schools take down God Bless America signs.
Well, man, we've got a break. We've got a break, and I want to get into that when we get back on the other side, but I pointed out that Alec Baldwin said, kill Henry Hyde. I know you worked with him. He said, go to his house, kill him and his children. Should have been arrested. That was an actual terroristic threat, a murder threat. These other liberals have said they hope conservatives die of AIDS, and then Savage says it, thinking he's off air and he gets fired. Does that prove your point?
Yes and no.
Okay, well, we'll find out what you have to say about that when we get back, and we'll talk about McCarthy, because I have studied this, and I agree with your analysis of it, but I add one more facet, one more layer to it. So please stay with us, Ann Coulter. We're honored to have her. And, yes, your calls are coming up, too, at 800-259-9231.
Thanks for
Monday through Friday from 11 to 2 Central and back from 9 to midnight. It's the Alex Jones Show. Blasting out on the AM and FM dial, one of the biggest internet listening audiences. And we're talking to Ann Coulter, who, again, has been making the rounds for years, writing best-selling books. Very intelligent, and we've got loaded phones. In the next segment, she's agreed to stay over for the rest of the hour with us. We're very thankful for that. We'll get to Bill and Kevin and John and Mike and Clint and many others that are patiently holding, wanting to talk to Ann Coulter. We've all seen her on TV or heard her on the radio. She's very prolific, and now she joins us. Her new book is also climbing the bestseller chart. She's got several books on the New York Times bestseller list at number one. Treason and Liberal Treachery, folks, is the book, and we'll be going over that. We also have a link to it on my website. And continuing with McCarthy, the KGB files are out. It was worse than what McCarthy said, but still we have this word McCarthyism that the liberals have like a religious sacrament. Can you break that down for us?
Yes, that's right. That's why they're reacting like Muslim clerics to the satanic verses to my book. Their fallback position, I mean, for 60 years, they've ferociously denied that these manifestly obvious spies were spies. The Venona documents came out in 1995. It turns out the U.S. government had been secretly decrypting Soviet cables.
By the way, I interviewed the author of that. He was involved in investigating them and stuff he couldn't release for 40 years because of national security. I mean, it was a lot worse than what McCarthy said.
That's right. That's right. Not dozens, but hundreds of Soviet spies were working their way into government at top positions, being defended by Democrats, by the Democratic Party elite, such as Alger Hiss, who was defended. Harry Truman denounced the investigation into Alger Hiss as a red herring. Harry Truman promoted Harry Dexter White after Harry Dexter White was identified to him as a Soviet spy. That was such a stunning event that when Eisenhower became president, and Eisenhower was hardly a fire-breathing anti-communist, Eisenhower directed his attorney general to go on national TV and state that as president, Truman had promoted a Soviet spy after being told he was a Soviet spy. This would be like George Bush putting known Al-Qaeda members in the Department of Transportation.
Oh, yeah, that would be
outrageous.
Weird.
And still, you know, Harry Truman is portrayed as the feisty little anti-communist.
Why did they finally get McCarthy, and why did conservatives abandon him?
Well, that's one of the most preposterous myths of McCarthyism is that he held a terrified nation captive. To the contrary, liberals were loud, aggressive. They were having a ball denouncing McCarthy, libeling him. One senator directed the postmaster of Washington, D.C. to spy on McCarthy's private mail and the private mail of his assistant. McCarthy never did anything like that. The Senate staged four investigations into McCarthy. Meanwhile, Soviet spies are working their way through the government, passing atomic technology to the Soviets. And what the Democratic Party is interested in is what the precise words were McCarthy used in a speech before a group of Republican women. All of the elites were arrayed against McCarthy because he was exposing the entire liberal establishment. As the columnist Jack Anderson said about a year before McCarthy's censure, we'd used up almost our entire bag of tricks against McCarthy and to no effect. Because the American people loved him. It was much like the Clinton era. If you can imagine the Clinton era without talk radio, without the internet, and without Fox News, all organs of mainstream opinion were in a rage about McCarthy. He was exposing the Democratic Party. I mean, the Democratic Party was caught red-handed.
Now he did get abandoned, though, when he went after the Army and said there were higher-up levels, the government itself, supporting the communists. Now, the evidence has come out on that. I was watching History Channel last year, and they admitted that they'd actually helped, that the government had decided Mao in 49 was, quote, better than the nationalist.
Oh, yeah, including George Catlett Marshall, venerated on the PBS webpage. Yeah, Marshall loved Mao, but hated Israelis, was opposed to a state of Israel.
But see, he got burned. He got burned, though, when he went too high to the level above the communist.
Not quite. I think it was, I mean, yes, technically I think all that happened was it finally wore down the hysteria, the anger, the gnashing of teeth. It finally wore down McCarthy's supporters. The Senate voted to censure him. That looked very bad. They voted to censure him, interestingly, not for any of his treatment of any witnesses, innocent citizens, his
tactics. But are the liberals communist, or are they elitist that will use a communist system to consolidate power?
Pardon me?
I mean, are the liberals communist, or were they just elitist who wanted to use the communist system to consolidate control? What would you call the liberals? I mean, what's a real term for them?
Morally blind.
Well, I would just call them globalists today. I mean, they want this global system, don't they?
Yes.
Well, Ann, we've got a break. We'll be back in 3 minutes. We'll get into a couple other facets of your book real quick. I want to talk about the Vietnam, and I want to talk about the war on terror. Then we'll take calls. Stay with us.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Come on.
Don't worry. This show is documented. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
I fell into a burning ring of fire. I went down, 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 and the flames went higher. And it burns, burns.
We're talking to Ann Coulter, my friend, the best-selling author,
the ring of fire.
The conservative, Republican, I'd really call her a poster child because she's intelligent and eloquent in her delivery, and we're honored to have her. We're about to go to these loaded phones here in just a second, but and before we get into the Vietnam War, just briefly, and some of the lies there, because we know there's plenty of them, I wanted to talk about your war on terror, because Congressman Ron Paul is a friend of mine, and he said in the Washington Times magazine Insight that Patriot Act 1 was the definition of an unconstitutional police state, and that the Founding Fathers revolted over much lighter forms of oppression. Now, that's an exact quote. He said things worse on this show. I just so happen to have an analysis here by Gun Owners of America, Patriot Act 2, that Ashcroft said didn't exist. Now he admits it does. And I do know that Section 802 of the first one says that the new definition of terrorism, and you're a lawyer, is any action that endangers human life that's a violation of any federal or state law. The Justice Department 3 weeks ago, the Washington Times admitted in a brief to Congress, but they published sections of it that, quote, it will be used for all crimes across the board for citizens as well. Now, I've heard you on the radio and others saying that that's not the case. Now, are we wrong? I've read it. I know I'm not. Or where's the disconnect here, Ann? Because everybody makes it a liberal issue. Hillary and Chucky Schumer voted for this. They're for the Patriot Act. Can you enlighten us, Ann Coulter?
Well, I can't get into the minutia you are discussing.
Minutia, the subsections?
Pardon me?
Well, I mean, it's not just minutia, it's the facts.
Okay, but I haven't read the act, so I was just saying I can't respond to precisely what it is Ron Paul is describing as being unconstitutional. But what I can say is this. Hillary Clinton also voted for war with Iraq, as did John Kerry, as did Dianne Feinstein, as did lots of Democrats, because they knew they'd lose the American people if they didn't vote for it. And then they turned right around and started attacking the war with Iraq, saying we had to work with the Allies. And, oh, of course, they thought this meant we'd have to work through Germany and France. I'm not familiar with all of Ron Paul's positions or all of lots of people's positions, but I keep reading through looking for the great civil rights emergency here or the great civil rights violation, and I haven't seen a single
example
America was hit in the greatest terrorist attack ever and 3,000 Americans killed. I don't see any bomber raids. I don't see any Japanese internments.
And you're not going to find it in the liberal press because they're spinning it about how it's about, oh, the Muslims, they've got to have their rights for the illegal aliens, when that's just window dressing, playing good cop, bad cop. I've read the section. I've written analysis of it. It's been published in major magazines, conservative magazines, major newspapers. I've written analysis. You ought to talk to Larry Pratt. His lawyers did. You know, he was in Congress as one of their analysts, and he can't believe it. It's got gun control in it. Patriot Act 2 has secret arrest of citizens for no reason, liability protection to police and military to act domestically. I mean, this is stuff Bill Clinton tried to get passed in his omnibus crime bill and failed. Section 213 means they can break in your house without a warrant, take whatever they want, plant whatever they want in any criminal investigation, even if it's non-terrorism. So you can say that, well, you haven't read it, but then you've been looking for the problems in it. I'm begging you.
No, I haven't read the portion that provides for secret arrest with no reason. I would be curious to see that.
Okay, let me dig it out.
I'm sorry, I just don't believe it.
Let me get it for you. That's Section 501 of the Domestic Security Enhancement Act that they said didn't exist. It's been introduced in the Senate, sponsored by the Democrats, as S-22, the Justice Domestic Security Enhancement Act. Would you like me to read you some sections?
No.
Okay. Hey, listen, what about Vietnam? I mean, I agree with you about Vietnam. What do you cover in your book about Vietnam that will take calls?
The point of the Vietnam chapter is, for one thing, to explain what really happened rather than the obtuse analyses we normally get, which is the Democratic Party cannot win wars. They don't believe in America's virtue and consequently are squeamish about projecting American power around the world. They take the country to war, lose the war, and then insist that the rest of us describe Vietnam as an unwinnable war, just as they lose continents to communism and spend the rest of their lives insisting that no one say that anyone lost China. No one lost China. Ronald Reagan has a triumphant victory over a 60-year-old evil empire, and we're supposed to believe that was inevitable, too. Oh, no one won that war. He didn't win the Cold War. So, you know, on liberals' theory of how history works, nothing, no administration can ever affect anything. But amazingly enough, continents are lost to communism, wars are lost, embassies are stormed when a Democrat is president, and 70-year-old Soviet regimes are toppled when a Republican is president. So, you know, if nothing else, on the luck theory, you should only vote for Republicans.
Well, now, certainly the communists are still alive, still operating. But again, Rumsfeld and the board of ABB, Clinton allowed the transfers of the reactors. You've got Rumsfeld with Saddam. I mean, again, I just can't be a hypocrite here. I see just as much of the treachery going on by Republicans. Maybe they go in and clean up the mess when Democrats don't. I agree with you that the Democrats will start wars and then hand it to a Republican and then try to cause social degeneration, which they feed off of. But at the same time, I mean, what do you say to the Republicans? I mean, they've certainly been involved with thug regimes as well.
My problem is not being involved with thug regimes. My problem is losing wars and betraying allies.
Well, Ann Coulter, I have read your book, Slander. I haven't read the new one, just got it last week, haven't had a chance to read it yet. But you talked about Clinton and the supercomputers and stuff to China, and that was bad, and all the other conservatives have. But wait a minute, Bush just took those restrictions off more than Clinton did. Why is that suddenly okay?
I actually don't know what you're talking about.
Okay, you know about Clinton and the supercomputers?
No, I don't write about that.
I believe you did talk about Clinton and the treachery as selling stuff to China. You didn't talk about that?
There, in High Crimes and Misdemeanors, there was one chapter on China, but right now I'm promoting treason.
Well, I read your book 6 months ago, so I may be a little off, but I think you did talk about China.
Yeah, there was one chapter on China. I consider it axiomatic and obvious that Bill Clinton was not good for the self-defense of America.
But I'm saying it's Republican-connected companies that were doing the selling. Clinton let it happen. They're both guilty.
Loral was not. As I recall, Loral was the main malefactor in
Hughes
that case.
Too,
and that was absolutely not a, quote, Republican company, though I did write that book 5 years ago. But Loral, it seems to me, as I recall from the book I wrote 5 years ago, was the main malefactor, and that was not Republican.
All righty. Well, let's take some calls. Let's go ahead and talk to Bill in Pennsylvania. Bill, you're on the air with Ann Coulter. Go ahead.
Yes, Alec. How you doing?
Fine, sir.
Hi, Ann. In all due respect, Ann, I can't help but drawing this analogy. Oftentimes I go into a place of business and I inquire about purchasing something, so I go to a clerk or a salesperson, and I walk away in disparagement because I oftentimes know more than they do, and that seems to be the case here with Alex versus you.
I did write a book about the Patriot Act.
Right. Well, but you cover all these issues, and I don't think you should really...
The Patriot Act.
Pardon?
I disagree with his analysis of the Patriot Act.
Ma'am,
but you haven't read it.
It has nothing to do with my book.
Well, I know, but maybe these are issues that you talk about, evidently, on these talk shows. Maybe you should educate yourself.
No, I don't.
Well, I've heard you on a bunch of shows.
Hold on a minute.
Hey, Ann, I've heard you on a bunch of shows say that it doesn't take liberties, and the liberals are lying. It's not a liberal issue is what I'm saying.
I mean, ma'am, you are in support of the president.
No, I have said liberals are lying, claiming there's a civil liberties crisis in America right
now.
There is. If you think that, I think you're wrong, too.
And I think you give the liberals powerful cannon fodder by it not being a conservative issue to demand that Bush not violate the Bill of Rights or the Constitution, or Bill Clinton or anybody else.
I am suggesting that conservatives get off their duffs and do something about that rather than sitting back and just complaining about George Bush.
Well, wait, Ashcroft said there wasn't a Patriot Act, too, and then a month later admitted there was. Now, certainly you know about that.
No, I have no idea what you're talking about.
Oh, okay.
Ma'am, you support the so-called administration's war on terrorism, correct?
Yes.
She's written a chapter on it, yeah.
Okay, well, if that's the case, then I would suggest maybe you should research this very critical legislation that you don't seem to know anything about.
Give me an example of someone whose civil rights have been violated.
We have American citizens being taken to Camp X-Ray. The White House admits people have been, quote, tortured to death at Bagram Air Base.
Tortured to death. It's preposterous.
What are you talking about? That's admitted by the White House. 2 weeks ago they said they won't, quote, allow that to happen anymore.
That is absurd. The government has not tortured anyone to death.
They've been
that
all over the news advocating
absurd.
It. It's not absurd. They admitted it.
Oh, really?
Yeah, the White House, yes, the CIA section chief of the Middle East.
This is insane.
And the Washington Post
the
said that they're taking them.
The government has not tortured anyone to death.
But yeah,
this
they
is
said
absolutely
what?
Absurd. And you can tell me the government said it as a million times.
Hey, Ann, what do you do
happen.
If I send you Associated Press articles? You just say they're false or...
Okay, tell me who wrote it. I'll look it up right now.
Well, I've covered the articles here. How many times have I covered them, Bill? I've read them almost every week. I read an article about it. I mean,
okay, what's
all
his name?
The time. All the time.
Okay, well, who was tortured to death?
Well, I could say to you any article you mentioned who's their name you won't remember, but I mean even.
Well, do you
even,
have it there? I'll look it up on Google right now.
Okay, just type White House says that a torture will no longer be allowed, or type in White House admits. That Taliban fighters were tortured to death at Bagram Air Base. I mean, there's hundreds of articles. It's admitted. It's admitted.
We're talking about civil rights violations.
What do you mean they've had the pundits
switched it over to Bagram?
Hold on. Yes, and they said they fly them to Egypt and to Jordan for third parties to torture them.
We're talking about Americans in this country. I asked for a civil rights violation.
Well, yeah, there's citizens who've been taken.
And, about something that happened.
Yeah, they're going to be tried before a military tribunal. Hold on, let me answer your question. Moussaoui and others, they've got. I dig the articles out right now. All these, there's a bunch of citizens, British citizens, Australian Americans, being taken to Camp X-Ray. They're building an execution chamber. Paul Wolfowitz will appoint the three military judges that will try them without juries. They can't face their accusers. It's a kangaroo court.
Right, and we're talking about civil rights violations in this country.
Yeah, enemy combatant designations of American citizens.
No, that is a wartime crime. Yes, that may have happened. Are you denouncing the entire U.S. military over this?
I think it's horrible that they're huffing depleted uranium, and I think it's horrible they got hit by VX and sarin, according to hundreds of publications and universities, University of Texas at Dallas. And I think it's horrible they weren't given treatment for that. I do support the troops, yes. I think the anthrax shot was very dangerous, and they finally suspended it. I mean, yeah, I do support the troops. But I don't let people say, do you support the troops? Well, you got to support what I say, or you don't support them. Let's talk.
Okay, but we're talking about Ashcroft and civil rights in this country.
Yes, ma'am. Just so you know, they are now saying that they will use it for banking, for everything, for all crimes. An article in the Washington Times titled...
So you have no example of anyone's civil rights being violated.
All over the place they're using the Patriot Act.
Attack in the history of the world.
And you said you haven't read the Patriot Act. And
no,
I'm
I said I read it. I said I hadn't read the part about how innocent Americans can be arrested secretly on the basis of no evidence. I believe I am quoting you on that.
Yes, it actually says
I missed that.
That
provision.
Section 501.
Which says what?
Tied into Section 802.
Innocent Americans can be arrested for no reason in secret proceedings.
Yes, it says that they don't even need to think a crime's been committed, that you can be snatched off the street secretly and held.
That's not in the Patriot Act.
Yes, Patriot Act 2. Yes, it is. Let's talk to Kevin in Massachusetts. In Massachusetts. Go ahead, Kevin. You're on the air.
Hi, Alex. Hi, Ms. Coulter. Pleasure to have you take my call. I had listened to Ms. Coulter's responses, and a couple of terms she used was liberals were like reacting like as if they were reacting to satanic verses. She used another strong term that I would call liberals morally blind.
Well, I agree with her that they respond like you have blasphemed to say that McCarthy was right when McCarthy was right. That's admitted now.
Right. I think what appeals to me about her book would be, you know, that there are some hidden truths probably in there as compared to what you get off the national media, television control, that there'd be some insight into things like McCarthy.
You
got to
go quick,
bud.
I got a bunch of callers.
All right. My point was, could Ms. Coulter please talk about the morality of a president that attends Bohemian Grove?
Oh, yeah. Bush admits he goes to the Grove and Skull and Bones, and these are not Christian organizations. Are you aware of those, Ann?
Vaguely. The men get dressed up in women's clothes and sing songs.
Well, according to the Washington Times, they bus in male prostitutes.
That is absurd.
Bet me $10,000. Hold on, John. You know, I'm not a betting man, but Ann, I'm ready to put my money where my mouth is.
That George Bush attends functions with male prostitutes.
Sacramento Bee, Associated Press, Parade Magazine, Spy Magazine. I have all the news articles.
What's his relationship to Victor Ashe?
I don't know who Victor Ashe is.
He's a mayor of Knoxville, Tennessee.
All right. We're not going to go there. I can't confirm that. Thank you. John in Tennessee, you're on the air with Ann Coulter. Go ahead.
Yes. Isn't the title of your new book a propaganda attempt to divert attention from the treason of Prescott Bush's criminal convictions for arming Adolf Hitler during World War II to divert attention from Sir Bush Jr.'s
fingers
out of the British Empire's connection to the assassination of Ronald Reagan and ran contra
Ma'am, I have the Pittsburgh and New York news articles from 42 when Prescott was arrested. Are you saying that didn't happen?
I'm saying this is absolutely nutty, and you ought to get back to concentrating on the black helicopters.
But okay. Oh, which they now admit are surveilling the country with the drones, according to the Houston Chronicle and Senator Warner. You mean those?
This is the nuttiest conversation
I've
ever had.
Hold on. I just told you we have mainstream news articles.
We're at war right now. This is no time to be looking for black helicopters.
Okay. Let's put John on hold.
I think we ought to be concerned about finding these weapons
and culture
destruction before they end up in New York rather than running off on these.
You are a neocon, and you're out there shilling for the Trojan horse that is George Bush, who's a gun grabber, UN promoter, open borders. I mean, the evidence, the truth, the fruit's on the tree, Ann. And we've been trying to be nice to you, and you've just denied things that are all over the mainstream news, many of them for 50 years, and you can't face up to the corruption of the Republican Party that's growing the size of the government. We're conservatives. We're not LaRoucheites over here, okay?
I think you are.
Well, LaRouche says a lot of things that are true, but then he tells you big government's the answer. We're telling you big government's not the answer, and we do have a corrupt government. And we just told you about Bohemian
Grove. Okay, let's put the next nut on.
And you're in the media, you know this. They don't let me on the air say things about Bohemian Grove unless I have the news articles. Okay?
Sure they do.
No, they don't. Go to Infowars.com and PrisonPlanet.com and type in Bohemian Grove. I snuck in there. I got video. We've had Pat Buchanan on talking about it on this show. Okay, Bohemian Grove's real. Skull and Bones is real. They lie in the coffins. They do the rituals. It was on Fox News 2 years ago.
Yeah, it's some nutty frat boy ritual. George Bush
and then when they're old men, they do it
with male prostitutes.
No, I said that they admit that male prostitutes are brought into the Grove.
The question on the table was, what do you think of the morality of a president who attends Bohemian Grove, which you clarified is a place where there are male prostitutes?
That's right. That's what I said. The Washington Times said that.
Implication, and perhaps you are denying it now. Is
no, I just said it. I just said that. I said
male prostitutes.
The Washington Times. I stay there, Ann Coulter, if you got the nerve to do it. Alex Jones.
Thanks for listening.
The Genesis Communications Radio Network proudly presents The Alex Jones Show. Because there's a war on for your mind.
I don't know about you, but Bush had better not sign that assault weapons ban. Better not call for open borders. I think that's top issues. It's all about the war on terror, isn't it? We should go after his Saudi pals, according to the head of Judicial Watch, Larry Klayman. He likes to vacation with the Bin Laden family, but that's C-SPAN, National Press Club. Final segment with Ann Coulter. She's a best-selling author. We got a link on Infowars.com to her publisher, and now you can get it. And we'll let her talk about it here in a second. Let's try to jam a few calls in here, Ann. Appreciate your courage coming on. Mike in Arizona, you're on the air with Ann Coulter.
Hi, Ann. I guess I'm the next nut. Most of us who are more than casual observers of the political scene recognize that the fencing between the Democrats and the Republicans is largely staged. How do you explain the concentration of Council on Foreign Relations members in both the Bush administrations and the Clinton administration, an organization that's dedicated to the destruction of American national sovereignty?
I think it's absurd to suggest that.
Yeah, that's just
no
the publication Foreign Affairs. Don't talk about that.
It is absurd to say that the Republicans are indistinguishable from the Democrats.
The idea that
Al Gore would be running this war on terrorism the way George Bush is crazy. We would be at great risk right now. All Americans would be. We would not be probably fighting in Afghanistan or in Iraq.
Why is according to the International Herald Tribune, does the Justice Department have their people standing over witnesses in the 911 investigation and, quote, intimidating them?
By standing there and scowling at them?
Well, private meetings.
They're apparently easily intimidated. That's why they're hijacking planes and flying them into buildings. They don't
want
to
really
intimidate the
Hey, why were some of those hijackers trained at the Pensacola Naval Air Station, according to MSNBC?
What? Now you're saying we trained the hijackers?
What is this now? The military industrial complex, according to Operation Northwoods, plan to carry out 911 style attacks. Baltimore Sun, ABC Nightly News. I don't know if you've heard of them.
This year's just getting nuttier and nuttier.
Well, it's like the USS Liberty, which they now admit we've had Admiral Moore on, former chairman, Joint Chiefs of Staff. The government tried to sink the ship to blame it on Egypt.
I think George Bush was considering having Muhammad Atta in a highly placed position in the federal government. And Rumsfeld was almost one of the hijackers. Did you know that? But he got away at the last minute.
Well, nine of the hijackers are still alive. And unfortunately for you, Ann, our audience is educated and aware of what you're up to. This whole spin.
I'm up to.
Well, yeah, you're saying there's no
to talk about a book, and I'm getting a bunch of nut theories thrown at me.
Well. Wait a minute. You're here saying what you're up to is saying that leave Bush alone. So what if he signs the assault weapons ban? We need to get up off our butts and do something. We have Clint in Missouri. Last caller for Ann Coulter. Go ahead. Go ahead, Clint. Okay. Clint's gone. Go ahead, Clint.
Yeah, I just wanted to say that Ann had mentioned that Bush has to do certain things to get reelected. I think a lot of our perspectives are he should be more principled. A president's duty is not getting elected. there's more important things like preserving our Constitution. And right now, the majority of Americans are more than willing to give away our freedoms for quote-unquote safety, and I just don't think that's in
absolutely
the
thanks,
belief
Clint.
Of our founders.
Thank you, Clint. Ann Coulter, we really appreciate you coming on the show, and we hope you'll talk more about the neocons, gun-grabbing, open borders, and blocking Dan Burton's committee, and signing on to UNESCO, and signing campaign finance reform, restricting the First Amendment. You think that might be a good idea, Ann?
Lyndon LaRouche, luck in the next election.
Okay, hey, have fun being a neocon Trojan horse, Ann. Have fun being their little poster child, okay? Hopefully you and your buddies can keep everybody in the dark long enough to get your new world order. We know that's what it's all about. I'm out of time, folks. If you want to support this broadcast, don't buy her mindless book of just stuff that doesn't matter anymore, little side issues. Expose the whole system. Get my videos. Go to InfoWars.com and PrisonPlanet.com. I'll be back tonight, 9 to midnight. God bless you all, and fight the neocons.